This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. King of Bhutan Jigme Khesar Namgyel Wangchuk today conferred Bhutan's highest civilian award, the Order of the Druk Gyalpo, on Prime Minister Narendra Modi in Thimphu. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said it is a very big day in his life. He said every award is special, but when one receives an award from another country, it shows that both countries are moving on the right path. He said this honour is not his personal achievement, but the honour of India and 140 crore Indians. Prime Minister Modi is the first foreign leader to be given this prestigious award. The citation of the order states that the award recognizes Prime Minister Modi's personal accomplishments and leadership and his contributions to strengthen the bonds of friendship between India and Bhutan. It also honors India's rise as a global power under his leadership and celebrates Bhutan's special bond with India. Prime Minister Modi also held talks with the King of Bhutan this afternoon at Tashi Chozong Palace in Thimphu. Both leaders renewed their commitment to the special and unique India-Bhutan friendship. Earlier in the day, India and Bhutan exchanged several agreements of mutual interest on energy, trade, connectivity, space and agriculture to further strengthen their partnership. The Rao's Avenue Court in Delhi today remanded Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal to Enforcement Directorate custody till the 28th of March in the excise policy case. Special CBI Judge Kaveri Baveja passed the order. The ED had sought 10 days custody for Kejriwal, who was produced before the Delhi court this afternoon following his arrest yesterday. The ED said Kejriwal was directly involved in framing the now withdrawn liquor policy. Earlier, the Delhi High Court had denied him interim protection from arrest. Kejriwal today withdrew his plea against arrest by the Enforcement Directorate in the excise policy linked money laundering case from the Supreme Court. It came hours after the Apex Court denied any relief to Bharat Rashtra Samiti leader K. Kavita. She was arrested in the same case last week. Following the arrest of Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal, the opposition has sought the Election Commission's intervention. An all-party opposition delegation which met with the poll body today said they had presented evidence of agency's alleged misuse against the opposition. They emphasized that this is the first instance in the history of independent India where a sitting Chief Minister has been arrested. Leaders from the Congress, TMC, DMK, Left, Samajwadi Party and others were part of the delegation. The UN General Assembly has approved the first resolution on artificial intelligence, AI. The resolution gives global support to an international effort to ensure the powerful new technology benefits all nations, respects human rights, and is safe, secure, and trustworthy. The resolution, sponsored by the United States and co-sponsored by 123 countries, was adopted by consensus with a bang of the gavel and without a vote. It means the resolution has the support of all 193 UN member nations. Over the past few months, the United States worked with more than 120 countries at the United Nations, including Russia, China, and Cuba, to negotiate the text of the resolution that was adopted yesterday. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has disaffiliated 20 schools for engaging in malpractices. The board has disaffiliated 5 schools from Delhi alone. A notification by the CBSE said the stringent action was taken after discrepancies were found in adherence to affiliation and examination norms during surprise inspections by the board. The CBSE also said these schools were committing various malpractices of presenting dummy students, ineligible candidates, and were not maintaining records properly. After a thorough inquiry, the board decided to disaffiliate and downgrade them. In Swiss Open Badminton, Indian shuttlers including Kidambi Srikant, Kiran George and Priyanshu Rajawat will be playing their quarterfinal matches of the men's singles tonight at Basel in Switzerland. Kidambi will face Li Xiaohao of Chinese Taipei, Kiran will meet Rasmus Gemke from Denmark, while Priyanshu will be up against Zhou Tianchen of Chinese Taipei in the last 8 clash. In women's doubles, India's Gayatri Gopichand and Teresa Jolly lost to Australian combination of Setiana Mapasa and Angela Yu in the quarterfinals this evening. And with that, we end this news bulletin.